Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. I'm Connor Harbit with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Caleb Wilson. He is the race organizer, the local coordinator for the Kelowna Horseshoe Race, coming up here in Washington County as part of the Iowa Gravel Series, a series of bike races across the state of Iowa. But Caleb, thank you so much for joining us here today and talking with us about this upcoming race, again, happening in May 9th. So a little bit of ways away, but still coming up real soon. But again, thank you so much for joining us.
Connor, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So let's go ahead and start by talking a little bit about the Kelowna Horseshoe Race in your own words. How would you kind of describe this race?
So the Kelowna Horseshoe is really just intended to be an experience of all things that are great Kelowna. We try to make it, I mean, obviously it's a fitness event, and it's something where people come out and many people choose to race the event and to challenge themselves and to try to go fast. But many people come out and they just want to do something that is a challenge to them physically and the accomplishment of finishing a race of this distance, which there's two distances, 50K and 100K, so around 30 miles and 60 miles. And those are just to ride that distance on gravel roads is a challenge in itself. So many people come out and just for the challenge of finishing that day. And how we make it a Kelowna experience is we incorporate many different things about the area that make Kelowna unique, including obviously our beautiful gravel road area that has a lot of Amish community on it, but also including foods from the area like pie from a Golden Delight Bakery and donuts from Golden Delight Bakery. Some of those kind of treats are actually out on the race course at aid stations where people can stop and have them, but at the end, at the finish, we give people that treat as well when they come in to kind of help reward them for working so hard out there that day.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a great time. And, of course, how many years has the Kelowna Horseshoe been held?
This is the third year. So 2026 will be the third year. And we have, each year, we've chosen to partner with the Kelowna Historical Village, which has been a longtime fixture of Kelowna. You drive through on the main street in Kelowna, and it's very visible there and a very unique place in Kelowna as well with so much history. And it makes for a really fun race experience having it be hosted at the Kelowna Historical Village. There's a brick road, a brick path that goes kind of down the middle. Anybody who's gone to the Kelowna Fall Festival before, where you walk in and experience all the vendors and everything that's going on there, we try to make it feel like a, you know, kind of an outdoor neighborhood party at the Kelowna Historical Village. So we have a food tent set up there. There's actually a Toppling Goliath from Decorah is going to come down and sponsor this year. And so they'll be there providing drinks to anybody as well who is able to have those. And then various other providers as well. We've been blessed with really good weather. The first 2 years, we were blessed with really, really good weather both days. And so having people hang around after the event and get to experience the food of the area and the whole atmosphere of being able to celebrate doing something so hard together has been really, really fun. We actually have a well-known pizza truck that comes in and will serve up pizza to everyone after the race, and they will be here again this year, a brick oven pizza company.
All right. Sounds like a great day. And hopefully the weather will hold up. I know it's been a bit roller coastery as of late, but May 9th could be completely different. We'll kind of have to wait and see there. So tell me a little bit about the route itself. I know it begins and ends at the Kelowna Historical Village, but tell me a little bit about the route, what that looks like, and is it the same as previous years?
Well, we actually try to change it a little bit every year to keep showing off different areas of Kelowna. So most of the route is going to be based on gravel roads in the area as it is a gravel bike race. So you'll see it out, and we try to keep people off the paved roads as well, a lot of it just for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. When the race starts, the Washington County police actually help us with traffic safety as people are going on the paved roads. And then once they turn off on the gravel roads, it's kind of self-administered from there as those roads are much lower traffic. So we try to show off really nice areas of Cologne, of the Cologne community. Obviously, we have a lot of beautiful farmsteads and a lot of neat areas out there and unique roads, and we try to incorporate those into the race each year. So this, the route is not completely finalized yet for 2026. In 2025, we had it, the route actually routed to go south, and we actually ended up going through the Southtown community, which is a new subdivision of Kelowna south of town where a lot of new amenities are being built out for the city. And we do plan to route it through Southtown again this year and ride through trails in there as well. So we go down a mix of gravel roads, dirt roads, wooded trails, all kinds of different things like that. And we try to make the route approachable to even beginner riders. We try to make it challenging enough where experienced riders will still be challenged, but approachable enough where beginner riders would be able to ride it safely.
That was Caleb Wilson, race organizer for the upcoming Kelowna Horseshoe Bike Race right here in Washington County. This is the first part of a two-part interview. You can listen to the second part tomorrow on AM and FM KCII and KCIIradio.com. I'm Connor Harbit with KCII News. Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. I'm Connor Harbit with KCII News. On today's program, we continue our chat with Caleb Wilson. He is the race organizer for the upcoming Kelowna Horseshoe Bike Race this May. This is the second part of a two-part interview. The first part can be found by going online at KCIIradio.com. Absolutely. So how many people do you expect to participate in this race? Has that number grown over the last few years as people have kind of become aware of this? The word's gotten out. How many people are we expecting to compete in this race?
Yeah, you never quite know. A lot of it is weather dependent. Sure. Because some people will wait to register until it's pretty close to the start of the race to kind of see where the weather is going to come in. The first year of the race, I think we had around 150 people that participated. We actually had a run the night before the gravel race, and then we did not do a run last year. And then last year for 2025, we had about 200 riders, actually maybe like 225. This year we would expect probably a similar amount as that. We're not trying to make it a huge event beyond that. But as I said, we never really quite know till it gets to the race, but I would expect probably at least 200 participants. And then there's always a lot of family and different people who come to support the competitors as well.
Sure. And so let's talk a little bit about registration. Is there a registration deadline? I know you mentioned that some people will wait kind of until the weather kind of shows its hand a little bit there. But is there a registration deadline, and is there a cost kind of involved in that?
Yes, there is. So the registration, if you're interested in checking that out, you go to the iowagravelseries.com. website. There's a link for the Kelowna Horseshoe specifically where it says sign up, and you can go to register there. The deadline is, I think, the Wednesday before the race. We encourage people to sign up earlier than that, but I think it's May 6th, if I remember correctly. And I believe the cost is $60 per participant.
Sure.
And that actually includes a t-shirt and a post-race meal from our Stonewall Brick Oven Pizza provider.
All righty. And so I got one last question, and that's kind of about you. I know you're the local race organizer here, and of course, you're from the area a little bit. And so tell me how you kind of got involved as the organizer or the coordinator for this race.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I got into bike racing in 2021. And was originally just doing mountain bike racing. And that's obviously on single track trails that are not on public roads like gravel roads. I got started on gravel racing in that same year. And gravel racing has become the fastest growing and probably largest format of racing in the United States now for bike racing. And the Iowa Gravel Series has been around a similar amount of time from when I started racing. And so I was doing gravel races all across the Midwest, with a lot of those being in Iowa, and just absolutely loved the experience. My son is 17 years old, and he's gotten into racing all across the country as well. And we had talked about it and agreed, like, Kelowna is just a really beautiful community. It's something that obviously we're biased because we live here, but we just love it so much and think that we have like some of the best gravel roads of any of the places that we've gone and raced compared to many different areas. Whether it's one of the things that's really cool about our gravel roads is they don't have a ton of cars on them because of such a prevalent part of our community is Amish based. And this might sound a little strange, but the Amish buggies, the way that their wheels are, they actually kind of grind up the gravel, which I'm sure is a lot of work for the secondary roads department, which does a great job. But it actually makes the roads smoother for bikes because there isn't like big chunks of gravel. And so it ends up being like really good bike riding on these roads with the low traffic and the way the roads are compacted. And also the farmsteads and everything are just beautiful in our area. So it just makes a great, like we would ride these roads every day and just think, gosh, this is such a beautiful place. It'd be really fun to have a race here. And so we said, we should start one. Yeah. And I knew Chris McQueen, who started the Iowa Gravel Series and continues to run it today. And I reached out to him and said, I'm considering starting a new race in the Kelowna area. I've never run one of these events, and I don't know that I want to run it independently. Would you be interested in adding it to the Iowa Gravel Series? And so we did decide to partner together and have had it on the Iowa Gravel Series all the years it's been around so far. They've been a great partner. They take care of a lot of the different facets of the event and allow me to focus on what makes the race unique from having a local representative and what makes it kind of special in the Kelowna area. And so it's been really fun to be able to do that. I've actually been able to race both years myself too, because the series coordinates it. So I actually get to participate as a competitor those days, which has been really fun as well. So yeah, I think that's kind of how we got involved. And it's something that the community has really embraced. Ryan Slabaugh and Tanya Poole and other people from Kelowna have been helpful in supporting it. And they like to have cool events here that bring people into town and show off things like the historical village too, which has been just a really great partner for this event. It's a good kind of home base for the race.
Absolutely. Well, tell you what, Caleb, thank you so much for taking the time talking with us here today about this event. Again, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fantastic time. Hopefully we can get some good weather for this race. Hopefully we can have ourselves sure a large so. Turnout and yeah, hopefully it'll be a good old time. But again, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Come out and check us out. Appreciate you having me on.
Again, that was Caleb Wilson. He is the local organizer for the Kelowna Horseshoe Race, part of the Iowa Gravel Series. Again, the race coming up on May 9th, registration deadline May 6th. I'm Connor Harbit with KCII News.